みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 19. You won't be able to tear yourself away from this Japanese lesson.
Welcome to Japanese Pod 101. With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook.
じゃあ、キャットさん。
はい。
Please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn two things. One is how to make the negative form of class 2 verbs, and the other is how to say what time you will do something.
Where does this conversation take place, and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at Madoka's home, and it's between Madoka, her mother, and Kent.
And what about the politeness level?
Well, Madoka and her mother speak informally to each other, of course, and to Kent, but Kent speaks formally when addressing Madoka's mother.
Now, if you're listening on an iPod,
or an iTouch or iPhone,
click on the center button of the iPod or tap the screen on an iTouch or iPhone to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Read along while you listen.
This technique will help you remember faster.
Okay, so now let's listen to the conversation.
はぁ、眠い。もう寝る。おやすみなさい。
おやすみ。
おやすみなさい。
あ、おばさん。明日の朝、サッカーするから6時に出ます。
じゃあ、何時に起きるの？
5 時半に起きます。
絶対起きないよ。
起きるよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ふわー、眠い、もう寝る。おやすみなさい。
おやすみ。
おやすみなさい。
あ、おばさん。明日の朝、サッカーするから、6時に出ます。
じゃ、何時に起きるの？
5 時半に。起きます。
絶対起きないよ。
起きるよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
はあ、眠い。
はあ、I'm sleepy.
もう寝る。おやすみなさい。
I'm going to bed. Good night.
おやすみ。
Night. おやすみなさい。
Good night.
おばさん。
Oh, auntie.
明日の朝、サッカーするから6時に出ます。
Tomorrow morning I'm playing soccer, so I'll be leaving at 6 o'clock a.m.
じゃあ、何時に起きるの？
So what time are you getting up?
5時半に起きます。
I'll get up at 5:30 a.m.
絶対起きないよ。
You definitely won't get up.
起きるよ。
I will get up.
Judging from Madoka's reaction, it sounds like maybe Kent isn't a morning person.
Yeah, I wonder if he will really get up at 5.
5 a.m. It looks like they do the soccer practice before school starts.
Yeah, 朝の5時.
Well, 5 in the morning, no way.
Yeah, he said he was going to get up at 5:30 to be exact though.
Right.
キャットさんは何時に起きますか? What time do you usually get up?
平日は8時ぐらいに起きます。
Oh, 平日 means weekdays.
On weekdays, I get up around 8 a.m.、How about you, Naomi-sensei?
Same here.
Around the same time?、
そうですね。
Not too early, it's not 5 in the morning. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to see is
眠い
Sleepy, drowsy.
眠い眠い
And next?
おやすみなさい。
Good night.
おやすみなさい。おやすみなさい。
And next?
おばさん。
Aunt, older or middle-aged woman.
おばさん。おばさん。
Next?
起きる。
To wake up, to get up.
起きる。起きる。
And finally?
絶対。
Absolutely, definitely, unconditionally.
絶対。絶対。
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is 絶対。
Definitely, absolutely.
Sometimes this word is followed by に, as in 絶対に.
This word is used in both affirmative and negative sentences.
そうですね, right. Let's show with some examples.
In the dialogue, when Kent said he was going to get up at 5:30,
Madoka said, 絶対起きないよ.
You definitely won't get up. If you strongly believe something will or won't happen, you can use 絶対.
そうですね, right.
And the next word is
もう.
Already, soon. How is it used in the dialogue?
Kent said, もう寝る。おやすみなさい。
Right, it's kind of like, I know it might be a bit early, but I'm going to sleep already. Good night.
そうですね。Yes, like that. Also, we haven't covered the past tense in this series, but it is used a lot with the past tense.
Right, I mean, I've already done something. For example, もうしました。I've already done it.
Right.
And the next word is?
出る。
A verb meaning to leave. In polite Japanese, it's 出ます.
You can use this word for when you are leaving any kind of place. Kent said, 6時に出ます.
I'll leave at 6. We'll cover the grammar for how to say you do something at a certain time later on in this lesson.
Yes, so please listen for that.
And the last word is
眠い.
Sleepy.
That was the first thing Kent said in the dialogue. 眠い. もう寝る.
I'm sleepy.I'm going to bed.
Are you 眠い? By any chance?
I'm actually 眠い right now because this, our recording studio is very dark and warm.
Yeah.
In the last lesson, you learned how to create the negative form of class 1 verbs. In this lesson, you'll learn how to create the negative form of class 2 verbs. You'll also learn how to say what time you do something. First though, let's start with the class 2 verbs.
Class 2 verbs are even easier to conjugate than class 1 verbs.
Right. With class 1 verbs, if you remember, we had to take away the last う sound and then add anai on the end of it.
Yeah, and there are many kinds of endings for class 1 verbs, like く, つ, す, む, and so on.
The easy thing about class 2 verbs, though, is that they all end in る.
Right.
Now, not every verb that ends in る is class 2, but every class 2 verb does end in る.
That's right.And to change it to the negative form, all you have to do is change る to ない.
That's it, just one step. Let's try it on some verbs, shall we?
Sure. Let's take the verb 見る
to watch.
Change る to ない. So 見る becomes 見ない
to not watch.
Here's another one. The verb 起きる
to wake up.
Change る to ない.So, 起きる becomes 起きない.
To not wake up.
And one more. The verb 食べる.
To eat. I'm sure you all know this verb by now.
Change る to ない. So, 食べる becomes 食べない.
To not eat. I think it's pretty straightforward, don't you?
I think so. So now, let's jump into some sample sentences.
Sounds good. How about one using 見ない to not watch?
ケントはテレビを見ない。
Kent doesn't watch TV. Let's break this down.
Kent は
Kent plus topic particle は
テレビを
TV plus object particle を
見ない
doesn't watch. We briefly covered the structure A は B を verb in the lesson notes of lesson 15, so take a look at those if you are not yet familiar with this structure. Can we hear another sample sentence?
Sure. 私は甘いものを食べない。
I don't eat sweets. Let's break down this one too.
私は
I plus topic particle は
甘いものを
sweets or sweet things plus object particle を
食べない
don't eat. Altogether, I don't eat sweets or I don't eat sweet things. Okay, now let's move on to our second topic.
Saying what time you will do an action. In lesson 11, you learned how to say what time it is.
Do you remember?
Here's a quick review to refresh your memory. To tell the time, you add ji to the number of the hour. For example,
1 is 1. So when you add ji, it becomes 1時,
1 o'clock,
and so on.
Right, so now that we remember how to say 1 o'clock,
1時に食べる.
Can we break it down?
1時,
1 o'clock,
に,
particle に used for time.
食べる,
to eat.
1時に食べる.
I eat at 1 o'clock.
Right, you need the particle に after the time.
How about some real life examples now, Naomi-sensei? What time do you go to sleep?
1時に寝る.
So you go to sleep at 1, I would say 1 a.m.
So, right? Right. And for you, Kat, so what time do you usually get up on a weekend?
On the weekend? I don't really want to answer this, but
週末は10時に起きます.
I get up at 10 a.m. on the weekend or later.
Right. Listeners, if you can, leave us a comment telling us what time do you wake up, go to sleep, eat, or whatever.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you in the next lesson.
じゃあまた。
はあ、眠い。もう寝る。おやすみなさい。
おやすみ。
おやすみなさい。
あ、おばさん。明日の朝、サッカーするから6時に出ます。
じゃあ、何時に起きるの？
5 時半に起きます。
絶対起きないよ。
起きるよ。